来，我们的天父，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Dear Holy Father, who loves us so much, we thank you and we thank you and praise you.
今天是你的日子。
Today is the day of the Lord.
我们所有蒙你儿子耶稣基督买赎的，都要来到你的面前。
So all of those and all of us who were bought with a heavy price through Jesus Christ would love come together before you.
靠着他的宝血，我们今天来亲近父。
And through your through His precious blood, that we are able to come together to close to the Father.
我们要颂赞你的名。
We'd like to praise your name.
我们要高举你的名。
We want to exalt your name.
因为你的名在全地何其美。
Because how marvelous your name among all the earth.
你已经把这一个至高的名赐给你的儿子耶稣基督。
You have given this the great name to your beloved Son Jesus Christ.
天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Because there is no other name either in heaven or on earth that we will be saved other than Jesus' name.
今天这个名是应当被尊重的。
And today the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be exalted.
主啊，我们愿意在这一个聚集的时光，我们来瞻仰你。唱诗荣耀你的名。
Lord, as we're coming together in your holy temple, we'd like to look upon your beauty and praise him and the songs to praise your name.
我们也为在执政掌权的祷告。
We also pray for those who are in authorities.
这个国家从前是一个敬畏你的国家。
And this country used to be the country that which worship or fear the Lord.
今天却要离弃你的名。
And today, unfortunately, this country is leaving you.
主啊，求你怜悯，求你赦免。
May Lord, may this country find your pity and grace.
我们为你自己在地上的见证，众教会祷告。
We also pray for all the churches in this world who testify your name.
赐下悔改的灵。
And Lord, may you grant us the spirit of repentance.
让我们能够在你的面前谦卑悔改。
So that we may humble ourselves.And repent.
为着你自己在这个地上要做的工作，你的众教会，我们祷告。
We also pray for your work that is working among us. We also pray for all the churches around the world.
愿你在地上的教会，在这一个暗淡的时刻，能够谦卑悔改。让你自己的教会可以复兴。
May all the churches around the world, and while during this moment of darkness, would repent and humble, and once again will be revived.
我们也为所有你打发到各地的宣教士祷告。
We also pray for all the missionaries that you send forth through across the globe.
我们看到这个时代属灵的征战是何等的剧烈。
And we can see how intensified this spiritual warfare is becoming.
仇敌知道他的时间不多了，
Because、
就用各样的方法来迷惑。来欺压你的神的儿女。
Because the enemies know that the timing is running now, so you're using all the tricks and schemes to fool and to deceive your believers.
主，我们求你坚固你自己在各地的工人与使女。
Lord, may you strengthen our hearts. May you strengthen all the missionaries across the globe.
求你用你自己的大能来为。你的教会征战。
And may you fight this spiritual warfare for the sake of all the churches around the world.
我们的依靠在哪里？
Where is our reliance?
你是我们唯一的依靠。
You are only our reliance.
耶和华尼西，你是永远得胜。
Because you are the Lord who wins forever.
主啊，我们就宣扬耶稣基督得胜的尊名。
So once again, we'd like to proclaim this victorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
捆绑仇敌一切的攻击，一切的诡计。
May you bind all the schemes and deceits of the enemies.
让你的教会在地上发光。
May your church shine on this earth.
愿你的仆人能够靠着你得胜。
And may your servants would win the victory by your name.
主，我们也真是求你祝福我们这一个小小的教会。
And Lord, once again, we ask you to bless this church.
让我们在这一个Bellevue的地区。我们仍然在福音上能够忠心为你做见证。
That we've been faithful, that so that this church may be faithful in serving you, preaching gospel in this Bellevue area.
每周在 唐人街的侍奉，求主你自己来带领。
And Lord, may you continue to guide our missionary team in Chinatown.
每一位去服侍的众弟兄姊妹，无论教课或者做见证、领诗歌，主啊，我们都求圣灵借着这些器皿做你自己得胜的见证。
And Lord, we also pray for all the missionaries, the brothers and sisters that are serving in the Chinatown, whether either they teach or they preach, may you anoint them so that they can testify your name.
为着下个月要有的福音晚会在你面前祷告。
We also bring the following, the coming gospel night into loving care.
主啊，你说你要开这个福音的门，就没有人能关。
And it is what you said that once you open the door of a gospel, no one can shut.
主，我们就感谢你。
So Lord, we want to thank you.
让我们在各处各道都能够在这一个开门的时光，我们要把这一个耶稣基督的福音快快的传扬。
So we pray that while the door is still open, that all the missionaries, all the brothers and sisters would preach gospel around the globe.
加添我们各地工人的身心灵的力量。
And may you strengthen our co-workers around the world.
我们也为今天这一段宝贵的时间向你祷告。
We also submit the following time of worship into your loving care.
我们一起来聆听你自己要给我们所说的话。
As we're listening to your word with one heart.
我们向你承认，你的话若没有解开，就我们不能够明白。
And Lord, we confess that if your word is not revealed through the Spirit, we won't be able to understand.
若不是圣灵赐给我们智慧与启示的灵，我们就是听了看了也不懂。
Hadn't you give us this spirit, grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, there is no way for us to understand, to know.
所以我们谦卑地向神祷告，求今天赐智慧启示灵丰富丰满地与我们同在。
So once again we are praying that may your spirit of wisdom and revelation is in the midst of us.
也祝福在少年在儿童的聚会。
We also pray for the worship and the worship service among our youth.
从年长的到年幼的都在主耶稣的里面得蒙祝福，得蒙长进。
And from our elder people down to our toddlers, that may all of us, may all the brothers and sisters would grow up in you.
Hallelujah, 荣耀归给主。
Hallelujah, we bring all the praises to you.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，让我们今天又可以一同在这里一起聚集。
And thanks be to the Lord that once again we get together to worship the Lord.
两个礼拜前，我开始讲一篇的道，叫做圣经中的正月，就是第一个月。
Yeah, so about 2 weeks ago, my first sermon of my series is about this, the spiritual, the biblical significance regarding the first month of the year.
那我在两个礼拜前引用的第一处重要的圣经，就是传道书所罗门所讲的话。
And I remember the first important passage that I quoted from my first sermon is from a book of Ecclesiastes.
那传道书里面第三章第一节是这么说的。
Oh, so from a book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1.
凡事都有定期。
So it says that.
There is an appointment time.
Everything has appointed time.
对。那万天下万事都有定时。
And there is a appointed time for everything.
所以如果我们做农夫的人特别懂得，你种菜种花，你手中的那个种子一年当中什么时节下种是有时间的。
So there is always a timing. If I happen to be a farmer or a vegetable grower, as you know, there is a timing for every kind of a seed to grow and to plant.
因为神是掌管这个时间。
Because the Lord, our God, is in charge of this timing.
好，那么在圣经里面，神启示给摩西有七个大的 节期。
And we know that in the Old Testament, God has revealed himself to Moses regarding seven important feasts or festivals.
这个七大节期是神向以色列人所讲的。
And so these seven feasts are destined for the Israelites.
那我们复习一下，在利未记二十三章。
So let's have a little time on the recap.
好，下一章。
So let's move down to the next slide.
这里我把这七个节期分成三组。
So I've divided these seven feasts into three groups.
第一组是月节、无酵节、除熟节。
So the first group is Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of First Fruits.
都发生在正月。
And all these three feasts takes place in the first month.
对，正月十四就是第一个节，叫做月节。
So the 14th day of the first month is the feast of the Passover.
就是纪念以色列人从埃及出来，因为那一天神击杀埃及所有。
So this Passover day, or the day of the Passover, is to celebrate the Israelites' exodus, to celebrating they've been brought out of Egypt. And on that particular day, the Lord sent angels to strike down all the firstborn of Israel, of Egyptians.
只有一种方法，你能够逃离神的这个死亡的天使。
So there's only one way to escape from this last plague.
那就是羔羊的血。
That is the blood of the lamb.
然后第二天叫做除酵节。
And so the second feast that in the following day is called the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
以色列人必须把家里面所有的有酵的东西全部除掉。
So during this particular festival, they have to remove all the yeast or all the leavens.
到第三天。
And on the third day,
就是叫初熟节。
In other words, the 16th day of the first month, it is called the Feast of the First Fruits.
因为他们要把这个他们收成的作物的第一批成熟的果子献给耶和华。
So in other words, during the Feast of First Fruits, they pick up, they get together, wrap up the first fruits to bring up to the Lord.
这三个节是连起来的，第一天、第二天、第三天。
So these three feasts are on a consecutive order.
在当初神没有跟他们启示为什么。
But while in the Old Testament, God didn't tell them why or the reason behind it.
一直过了1400年到1500年。
And until 1500 or maybe 1600 years later.
1400到1500。
Oh, okay, 1400 or 1500 years, 1500 years later.1500.
什么事情发生?
What happened?
就是耶稣基督那一天晚上跟门徒一起吃了逾越节的宴席，有没有?
That happened on that particular night when the Lord Jesus Christ, along with his disciples, to eat the Passover together.
主才把这个千古之谜向他的门徒打开来了。
And only on that particular night, Lord Jesus revealed this mystery to his followers.
那一只逾越节的羔羊不是指着那个羊羔说的，乃是指着他神的儿子神的羔羊来说的。
He revealed to his disciples that the lamb of the Passover is not referring to the lamb, but rather is referring to him, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当那个羊羔被杀，就是预指着这位神的羔羊要在逾越节的晚上被卖，然后呢，第二天一大早。就钉在十字架上。
So in other words, that the Lord Jesus Christ also prophesied that on that particular night, the Passover night, the Lamb or Lord Jesus Christ will be crucified. He will be sold and be crucified on the cross.
所以他是第一天，就是说他被卖，被钉十字架。第二天，他的死在十字架上，他的血流出来，所以所有的罪就像除酵节一样，把所有。代表的这个罪通通除掉了。
So these three feasts really foreshadow the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was crucified on the cross for the first day. And on the second day, when he shed his blood on the cross, it means that he's able to remove all the sins, as if we remove all the yeast in the household.
那第三天，他就从死里怎么样 复活，所以这就是初熟节所代表的。
And on the third day, the Lord Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead. That was foreshadowed by the feast of the first fruits. In other words, he is our first fruit.
这是第一组。
So this is the first group. This is the first group of seven feasts.
然后神就告诉摩西，你们要开始从初熟节算七49天。
And so after the feast of the first fruit, God revealed to Moses that now count 7 weeks, or seven, count 49 days.
对，就然后
7 by 7,
再加一天。
And add another day.
那个就是50，对吧？
So on the 50th day,
就是第四个节，
after the first fruit,
叫做五旬节。
Here comes the Pentecost.
这是独立的。
So this is a kind of independent group. This is one single group.
对，那这个五旬节什么时候应验？
So when did this Pentecost foreshadow? What does this Pentecost foreshadow?
就是主耶稣复活以后，他在地上跟门徒在一起40天。
And so it represents this 50 days that the Lord Jesus walked along with his followers after his resurrection.
40 days.
40 days. Excuse me, that's 40 days.
对，然后他升天。
And then after that, he ascended to heaven.
他跟门徒说什么？不要离开耶路撒冷。
And what did he say to his followers? You shall not leave Jerusalem.
你们要等。
You have to wait.
等到父所应许的圣灵要降临在你们身上。
Wait till the Holy Spirit, as my Father has promised, will come upon you.
然后你们就必得着能力，你们就可以从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地极做我的见证。
And so that you will receive this power of the Holy Spirit and be my witness to Judea, to the land of Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
那这件事情就应验了这第四个节的真正的意义，五旬节。是指着圣灵从天上降临，教会怎么样诞生了。
And so the Pentecost really foreshadows the birth of a church when the Holy Spirit comes down upon the church.
因为耶稣在天上受膏。
Because Lord Jesus was anointed in heaven.
那个膏油流下来就流到全身。
And so the oil overflows and it comes down from heaven into to the body.
就是那个时候有
body of the church.
120个人聚集在马可的楼上。
And we remember that when Pentecost happened, there are 120 people get together at Mark's house.
那他们就跟天上的头就怎么样连起来了，透过圣灵的浇灌，这个头跟身体就形成了。
And with the pouring of the Holy Spirit, this church, the first church at Mark's household, is connected once again to the head in heaven, that is Jesus Christ.
所以这圣经叫他新人，新造的人。
So no wonder that the church or the Bible calls this is a new creation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
那我们虽然是2000年之后的圣徒，我们还是在这一个身体的原则底下，我们是与头连在一起的。
So while you're about 2,000 years later, as we are in this church, or as we are church, we're still within this body, that we're still connected to our head in heaven through the Holy Spirit.
这是第二组。
So this is the second group of the seven feasts of Israelites.
然后第三组。
So now it comes down to the third group.
这就三个节日。
And here come again the three feasts.
吹角节、赎罪日跟祝棚节。
So the Feast of Trumpets and Day of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacle.
这三组都是在一个月里头发生。
And
七月。
Yeah. And like the first group, this third group, the three feasts happen in the seventh month of the year.
初一就是吹角节。
And the first day, so the first day of the seventh month is a Feast of Trumpets.
过十天，初十就是赎罪日。
And the 9 days later, or on the tenth day of the seventh month, here is a Day of Atonement.
对，然后再过五天，十五就是祝棚节。
And 5 days later, on the 15th day of the seventh month, is the Feast of Tabernacles.
那我上一次跟你们讲的时候，我说你们都是聪明人。
And during my last sermon, and I, as I said, you are all very wise Christians.
如果七个大节期头四个是跟耶稣第一次来发生关系。
So the first four feasts of seven are connected with the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
一天都不差。
And not even day is missing.
那剩下来三个节。
And I asked you, remember that during my last sermon, that how about the last three feasts?
如果也是跟耶稣发生关系。
So if these three feasts have to be connected or have something to do with the Lord Jesus Christ,
那是干嘛?
What this is about.
你如果稍微想一想，你就知道后三个节日必然是跟耶稣第二次来发生关系的，对吗?
Yes, indeed. If you think about it, you know that the last three feasts is all about Jesus' second coming.
我再次声明，这现在我所讲的时间不是希历，是犹太历。
And so let me make clear that the calendars that we're talking about here is not about today's calendar. It's rather about a Jewish calendar.
就跟我们过了明天，不是明天后
后天
后天
对，
就要开始过农历年了。
Yeah,
对吧
？Just like the February 1st is the first day of our Chinese Lunar Year.
还要过两天，今天是三十号。明天三十一号， mm-hmm. 后天是二月一号，
yeah.
是年初一，
yes.
农历。
Yeah. So 2 days later, that is on February the 1st, that is next Tuesday, is the first day of Chinese New Year.
对吧？那犹太历也是一样的，它有它的法则，它是我们农历是照着月亮走的。
So in the same way, Jewish calendar has their own kind of a measure. Because our Chinese New Year or the Lunar New Year is really arranged in a way according to the moon or the activities of the moon.
对，那么犹太历呢，有一部分是跟着月亮，有一部分是跟着太阳。
So the Jewish calendar is a little special. It is a little combination of both moon and sun.
我是搞不清楚的。
I don't quite understand that.
但是呢，犹太人懂，犹太人就有他的犹太历，所以我每年都要买一本犹太历来看的。
The Jewish rabbi know how to count or how to calculate the days. So every year I would buy the Jewish calendar so that I know exactly know what are the days according to the Jewish calendar.
那上一次两个礼拜前我讲过了，这头三个节日。在圣经里面你要去看神做了什么大事。
So 2 weeks from today I mentioned that if we examine the first three feasts of Israelites, you have to examine what happened during the first month of the new year according to Jewish calendar.
解释神为什么在历史中在一正月的时候做这些事情，你必须了解在所罗门，我们刚刚讲第三章第一节之后，有第十四节，就讲出这个时间是一直不断的什么循环。
And so, like I said, that if you have to understand why God had been doing these three, the first three feasts in the first month, you have to understand the Jewish calendar, like the Solomon has said in the book of Ecclesiastes, when he says that there's everything, when for everything there's a appointed time. And the appointed time or the timing is like a circle. It runs around the circle.
这个神做事呢，也就是把我们常常要带回到这个节日的这个点上，就是让我们来复习一下我们的功课到底学好了没有。
So through these seven feasts, God is kind of remind us, or to try to remind us, to bring us back to the particular point of the cycle.
对，就像你上学一样，你如果没及格。你就留级，对吧？
So like we go to school, if we flunk, then we have to stay at the same grade for another year.
你就得重修，对不对？
So that means that we have to retake all the classes that we take.
属灵的功课也是一样的。
And this is a similar way in our spiritual work.
神在每一个属灵的经历上，他要我们把某一个功课学好，你才能够 学第二课，下一课。
So like we are going to school, in the same way that you, it is God's purpose that we have to go through all the things. So unless we pass it, God would keep us in the same, in this, on the same spot to retake until we succeed.
你今年没学好，明年再来。
So if you flunked it, then you have to retake it next year.
你明年学好，明年没有学好，下年第三年再来。
And if once again flunked again the next year, you have to retake it the third year.
神是很有耐心的神。
And we have to bear this mind that our Lord is very patient.
那犹太人没学好，搞了四十年。
And you see, the Israelites didn't, they flunked for 40 years.
所以你就知道神是不达他的目标，他就不停手。
So he won't stop until we pass all the courses.
对。而且你这一辈子没学好，他下辈子再来。
And furthermore, that if you don't pass or you flunked your this life, you have to retake the next life.
对，是的，我们复活以后。有的人还要补课的。
And like the Bible says that even when we are resurrected from the dead or being or raptured, that we still have to retake it.
好，今天我的重点，刚刚我全部把上次的很快的复习一次啊。
So this is a quick review of the past sermon.
我们都是善忘的人，所以需要常
repeat. And so we are all easy to forget things, so we have to recap all of them again.
那今天我的重点就放在七月。
Now today's focus is really about the things or the feast happened on the seventh month of the year.
好，我们来读几处的圣经。
So let's read a few passages.
23章的第，就利未记23章的第24节。
So let's turn to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24 through 28.
你晓谕以色列人说，七月初一，你们要守为安息，圣安息日，要吹角做纪念。当有盛会。
Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in the seventh month of the first, on the first of the month, you shall have a rest, a reminder by blowing of a trumpet, it's a holy convocation.
跳到二十七节。
Now let's move down to chapter 27.
七月初十是赎罪日，你要守为圣会，要刻苦己心，也要将火祭献给耶和华。
On exactly the 10th day of the 7th month is the day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you, and you shall humble yourselves and present an offering by fire to the Lord.
然后三十四节。
And then let's move down to verse 34.
你要晓谕以色列人说，这七月十五日是祝棚节，你要在耶和华面前守这节七日。
Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, on the 15th of the 7th month is the feast of the booths for 7 days to the Lord.
好，那我们再看这个。刚刚我们读的是神第一次透过摩西启示这七个节期，告诉以色列人。
So this is the first time that God reviewed this last three seven feasts through Moses.
那下面我们读的圣经就要来看神在历史中做了哪几件事情是我们要学习的。
So the following scriptures or the passages about the things that God has done during the seventh month of the year.
我们来看，今天我们的时间要多放在第一个节，就是吹角节。
So today I'd like to spend much more time on the first feast that we talk about, the Feast of Trumpets.
对，第一个点我要让大家看的就是诗篇四十七篇第五节到第六节。
So let's turn to Book of Psalms, chapter. Let me see.
四十七。
Chapter 47.
对。第五节到第六节
Verse 5 through 6
神上升有喊声相送耶和华上升有脚声相送你们要向神歌颂歌颂向我们的王歌颂歌颂
So Psalm 47 verse 5 through 6 It says God has ascended with a shout The Lord with the sound of a trumpet Sing praises to God Sing praises to our King Sing praises
所以你在这两节圣经里面你要看见 这里讲到吹角。
So you see, through these two verses, we see here's about the trumpets or blowing trumpets.
讲到耶和华上升。
And here's talking about that the Lord ascended to heaven.
啊，重点是下面那句话，向我们的王歌颂，歌颂。
And here's a key verse in verse 6. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
所以在吹角的时候，他第一个要表达的点就是 attention， 神上升坐在他的宝座上，他要做全地的王。
So the first important meaning regarding the feast of the trumpets, when the Israelites blow trumpets, attention, please pay attention. You see, the Lord ascended into heaven, and he is the king of all the earth and heaven. Let's sing praises to the king.
按照犹太人的传统，
So according to the Jewish tradition,
这一天是亚当被造好成为一个有灵的活人那一天。
And so the day or the feast of a trumpet is a day that when Adam, the first Adam, was created and he was breathed into spirit.
神把他放在伊甸园里，对吧？
And God put Adam into the Garden of Eden.
所以在这个地球上第一次有人类。
So this feast of a trumpet is also the first. Also, is a day that there is a human being living on this earth.
谁住在这个园中？
And who lived in this Garden of Eden?
耶和华。
Jehovah, Jehovah God.
所以你就知道，神造人有一个目的，就是人要与他同住。
So there's a purpose for God creating human beings. That is, He created human beings so that the human beings may live with Him.
然后神给这个亚当一个责任。
And then after Adam was created, God gave him one responsibilities. What is the responsibility?
当亚当被造的时候，神赋予他什么责任？
And what is the responsibility that Adam was given when he was created?
你要管理空中的鸟，地上的走兽，海里的鱼，有没有？
And the responsibility is to administer the birds in the air and beasts on the fields and the fish, all kinds of fish in the sea.
对吧？所以你就知道，这个亚当夏娃被造的时候，并不是说你天天在园里就是吃果子，然后两人相爱 ever after。
Yeah. So you see, there is a purpose for God creating Adam and Eve. It's not for them to just having good life and happy ever after.
乃是神要亚当夏娃跟神怎么样配合？神造好了这一切，现在派你做这一个海陆空的大管家。
But rather, there are responsibilities for Adam and Eve that they partnered together and to administer this Garden of Eden and to administer, or in other words, administer the earth.
谁是这个伊甸园的主人？
And who is the owner of the Garden of Eden?
当然就是造物的万有的神嘛。
And of course, our God Almighty.
他没有把这一个天地管理权交给天使，他却把这一个天地海的管理权交给他造的人。
And the interesting point here is God didn't give the angels the responsibility to administer all the living things in the air, in the field, on the field, and in the sea, but rather He gave it to Adam and Eve.
对吧？然后盼望人能够跟神配合来管理天地海。
And hoping that Adam and Eve would work together with God Himself to administer the air and all the living things in the air, on the field, and in the sea.
但是他可以就这么干了吗？
So can really Adam and Eve just do it?
靠他本人不行的。
No, it's impossible for them just to rely on themselves.
给他的责任是大还是小？
So let's count if this responsibility is a big or a small one.
大的责任。
It's a huge, that's a big responsibility.
你要有这么大的责任，你的能力，你的聪明，你的智慧从哪里来？
And you have to have the match. Adam and Eve have to have the match and power and strength to administer. So where their powers and strength come from?
他必须从神造他的神 得着这一切的能力、智慧、聪明，对吗？
So their power and their strength, wisdom have to be from the Lord God Almighty.
请问他怎么得到？
So now let me ask you, how can Adam and Eve can receive this power, strength, and wisdom from God?
神就让他选，对吧？
So God leave it to Adam and Eve to choose.
有生命树的果子，有知识善恶树的果子。
And so there is a tree of life, and also the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那就你从这个选择法里头，你知道神的心是什么。
And so through the choice, what is the will of God we can see?
那边的考试是选择题，对吧？
And so you see, that is a test too. So that's a multiple choices.
而且是二选一。
And you just need to pick one out of two.
神知道他可能选错。
And the Lord knows, God knows that they may fuck it.
给了一个 hint.
So God gave Adam and Eve a hint.
二选一 ,A 跟 B,B 是错的，吃了你选那个你非死不可。
And so God basically really, he gave Adam and Eve a hint say, by saying, hey, this is a multiple choices, there is answer A and B. And let me tell you, the B is wrong. The B is a wrong answer because if you eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge and evil, you will die.You will die. So what is the correct answer?
当然就是 A 嘛，对不对？
Of course A.
所以 B 是错的， A 当然就是神要你选的，可是这位老兄偏偏就选了那个不该选的。
Yeah, so God give them a hint that is almost like a shouting, hey, B is the wrong answer, choose A. But unfortunately, Adam still choose the wrong answer.
对吧？所以撒旦骗了他们，让他们觉得你们如果选了这个 B, 你们就可以跟神一样有聪明，可以能够分别善恶。
This is because the serpent or Satan has deceived Adam and Eve and telling them if you choose the answer B, you will be as smart, as wise, as powerful as God.
所以人没有得着神要给他的聪明智慧能力，是在 A 的里面才给他的，你到 B 的里头你就没有。
And in this way that Adam and Eve didn't receive the wisdom and the power and the strength that God intended for them because they choose the wrong answer.
看懂了没有？这个圣经的第一章里面你要得到的一个启示，就是说神要让我们来与他一同来管理这海陆空，但是一切的智慧能力都必须在生命树里面得到它。
And so you see, this is the lesson that we learn from the first chapter of the book of Genesis, that God would like to give us everything that he has, his power, his wisdom, his strength, and everything that is good in him, unless we pick, we choose the right answer, that is through the tree of life.
好，这个是我们在创世纪里面看到的人的悲剧。
So that's a tragedy. This is the first tragedy of human beings, and since this is the fall of Adam and Eve.
好，感谢神，神并没有把因此就把人放弃了。
But thanks be to God, the story doesn't stop here because God didn't give them up.
神还是给我们第二次的机会。
And he continued to give us the second chances.
对吧？这个第二次的机会就是借着他的儿子来到这个地上，道成了肉身，丰丰满满住在我们中间。
And the second chance that through his begotten son Jesus Christ came down onto this earth, be incarnated as a human being, as us.
所以这个福音传来的时候，神给我们每一个人有一个第二次的机会，再选一次。
So through Lord Jesus Christ and through his coming onto this earth, everyone has a second chance.
所以主才这个福音是那么简，你拣选他，你就得什么生命？
And that,
你弃绝他，
yeah.
你就得不到生命。
And that's why the gospel is so precious, because now we're given the second chance. And if we choose him, we shall receive this new life. And if we reject him, we shall lose our life.
这是头四个节日给我们看到这个救恩的方法。
So this is the first four feasts of Israelites foreshadow. It foreshadow the gospel, the redemption, and salvation.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
那我们有这样的选择的机会，可是现在我们就要来到这个七个节期的第五个节期。
And thanks be to God, and now we are given the second chance, and we make it. Now let's move down to the last three feasts of Israelites.
对，这第五个节期吹角。
So the first of the last three is the Feast of Trumpets.
那我第一个圣经让你们读的就是诗篇四十七篇，让我们看见这里吹角的时候要高举一件事，什么事？
So that psalm, the verse that we just read, when the trumpet blows, there is one thing that we're about to exalt.
神上升。
God or the Lord ascended with a shout.
那当耶稣上升就完了吗？
So this is the end of the story that when Jesus ascended to heaven and be united with his Father God. And this is it?
耶稣上升以后最大的事情就是神高他立他为主为那基督然后呢
So the biggest thing when the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven that God Father anointed him to be the Lord and to be the Christ and then
然后赐给他超乎万民之上的名对吧
And give him the name that is surpassing all names
这就是五旬节那天成就的事
And this has been achieved or fulfilled through the day of the Pentecost.
那耶稣就坐在父神宝座的右边
And on that day, the Jesus was seated beside his Father God.
他就以人的身份
And as a from the perspective of human beings, as a man.
现在达到了神赐给他超乎万民之上的名
and he has fulfilled as a man can do so God gave him the name that is surpassing all names
所以掌权了
and now he is in sitting on the throne and reigns
对吧所以吹号了
and so the trumpet blows
那是在天上
and that happens in heaven
那我们就要来看在地上什么时候基督可以掌权
And now we know that after the fourth feast or after Jesus ascended to heaven he reigns in heaven and when Jesus will come down to reign on the earth as well
这里我们就要看在旧约中的故事
And that brings us back to the story that happened in the Old Testament
那我们看这个在撒母耳记上
And let's turn to the book of Samuel, the first Samuel.
嗯哼，我们要看的是这个大卫迎接约柜的故事。
And this is a story about the King David celebrate to bring the Ark of God into the city of David.
在哪里？大卫迎接约柜，在对不起，
你写的是旷野，
撒母耳记下。
Oh, okay, so that happens in Second Samuel.
对，撒母耳记下第六章。
Second Samuel chapter 6.
对，第五章是说大卫做王。
And so the preceding chapter, chapter 5, is about the king, David become the king of, over all Israel.
然后第六章就讲到大卫把约柜从这个谁的家啊？亚比拿达对吧第六章的第三节
And so this chapter 6 is about to move the Ark of a Covenant and to so this is David's intention is to place the Ark of God on into the house of God from from the house of Abinadab
从他家运出来
and that is to move the Ark of Covenant from his household to a new place
对那运到哪里
and to where
要运到耶路撒冷
and move to Jerusalem
对结果出了闯了祸了
and actually a serious mistake was made
这个约柜放在这个人家放了好多年好多年过去没有人去问到底这个约柜应该放在哪里
And so we know that through the story this Ark of Covenant was placed in this man's household for many many years but no one asked how long that this Ark of Covenant shall stay and where this Ark of Covenant should be placed
只有大卫做了王了。
And until David became the king,
他第一件事就是拿下耶路撒冷。
And the first thing that he did after he became the king is to take the city of Jerusalem.
第二件事。
And the second thing that immediately following,
就是去搬约柜。
That is to move the Ark of a Covenant.
把约柜要搬回到耶路撒冷来。
And to move that Ark of Covenant to the city of Jerusalem.
我过去跟你们讲过，为什么大卫做这件事。
And I've shared the reason why King David is so determined to do that immediately.
他前面有一个王叫做扫罗王。
And we know through the history, there is a king preceding him, is King Saul.
他是以色列的第一个王。
He was the first king over Israel.
宝座坐了四十年。
He's been on the throne for 40 years.
他有没有想过要做这件事？
Had he ever thought about it to move the Ark of Covenant to the Jerusalem? Not even a single moment.
他只知道自己做皇帝。
And because King Saul is all about himself, he wanted to be the king forever.
对，然后后来横祸而死。
And unfortunately, he died in the war.
但是大卫就不一样。
But King David is different.
这个王他一登基。
And as soon as he's ascended to be the king of Israel,
带着部队去打这个耶布斯人。
So the first thing he did is to take charge and take the city of Jerusalem.
把耶路撒冷拿下来。
And so when he take Jerusalem back,
第二件事就去这个。约柜那里，把约柜从那个亚比拿达的家搬到耶路撒冷来。
And the second thing that he plans to do immediately is to move the Ark of Covenant from that man's household to the city of Jerusalem.
他跟扫罗有什么不一样？
And so, did you see what's the difference between a King Saul and a King David?
我让你把这两个人比一比。
And I want you to compare these men.
都是做王。
Both of them are king of Israel.
都是蒙神大恩典的人。
They're all chosen to receive great powers from God.
一个做了四十年猛叉叉，他就是自己做王就好了，从来没有想到。
And the first one to be on the throne for 40 years, only thinking about himself, not even a single moment on the Ark of Covenant and where he should place it.
大卫就不一样。
But King David is different.
他说我做王那是一回事，上帝祝福。
And he said to be a king is one thing. This is God's blessing.
但是这不是上帝的目的。
But this is not his purpose.
神的目的是什么？
And what's God's purpose?
他要找到一个人。
He has to find someone.
懂得神的心。
That who's after the will of God.
什么是神的旨意？
And so what is the will of God?
神的旨意就是要在耶路撒冷作为他永远的居所。
And the will of God is to put Jerusalem on as his permanent.Dwell in place.
这句话是写在大卫的诗诗篇第。你要翻译一下，我一下。
And this has been recorded. This has been recorded in a book of Psalms, and the psalm written by King David.
对，大卫就说，神对大卫说，我耶路撒冷是我永远的。
And God said to King David that the Jerusalem is my permanent forever dwelling places. Dwelling place.
大卫里头明白。
And so you see, King David is a man who's after the heart of God. He knows.
神的约柜必须在哪里？耶路撒冷。
He knows that this Ark of a Covenant must be placed in the city of Jerusalem.
这是我永远的居所。
And because God says, this is my forever dwelling place.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今年教会的主题要讲神永远的旨意。
And my dear fellow Christians, this year's church theme is the permanent or forever purpose of God.
这是圣经的最高点。
And you see, this is the climax of this whole Bible.
这个神永远的旨意跟他的儿子做王发生直接的关系。
And it has to do with his begotten son, Jesus Christ, to be ascended and be crowned and be and sitting on the throne.
在整本的旧约圣经里面只有一个人最先发掘这个秘密，这个人就叫做大卫。
And during all these Old Testament histories in the books, only one man who know the secret of this, who know that is King David.
他一拿到王权，他不是自己享受建立他的家，他是来建立神的家。
So as soon as he took over, he took over the whole Israel. His first thing to do is to build the household of God, not his own household.
好，那么我们刚刚读的这个撒母耳记下的第六章的时候
So as we re-examine the chapter 6 in the book of 2 Samuel
他就去把那个约柜搬出来
So he ordered to remove the Ark of a Covenant to move from that man's household to Jerusalem
犯了一个错误
But he made one fatal mistake He actually sent forth the cow's carriage to carry the carry the Ark of Covenant.
但是这下子闯祸了。
But this is where the trouble is.
牛前尸体，整个的约柜就倒下来。
And so when somehow the cow slipped and the Ark of Covenant fall from the carriage.
旁边有一个人叫乌撒，就去扶这个约柜。
And there's a man called Uzzah who tried to take care of or tried to hold of the Ark of Covenant.
他就被神击杀了。
And he was struck down by God immediately.
所以他就害怕。
So all men were feared.
那个叫做乌撒的手。
And so this is called the hand of Uzzah.
那这个约柜就临时的摆在一个人叫做俄别以东的家里，这是写在第六章的第11节。
And so for this purpose, because that thing happened, the Ark of Covenant slipped off the carriage. So as a temporary place, it was placed in the household in a man's household called Obed-Edom.
对，那一放放了三个月。
And it was placed there temporarily for about for 3 months.
神就大大的祝福俄别以东。
So God blessed this guy Obed-Edom.
所以这个消息就传到大卫的耳朵里。
So this news was brought up to King David.
他说好，赶快再把他从俄别以东家搬到耶路撒冷来。
And King David said, "Great, that's a good thing. Let's move this Ark of a Covenant from this the household of Obed-Edom to Jerusalem."
那我们就来读一下这一段非常有意思的记载，十二节到十五节。
And now let's read this interesting passage from verse 12 to verse 15.
有人告诉大卫王说，耶和华因为约柜赐福给俄别以东的家和一切属他的，大卫就去，欢欢喜喜地将神的约柜从俄别以东家抬到大卫的城里。
And so 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 12 Now it was told to King David saying The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all the belongings to him on account of the Ark of God David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness
大卫穿着细麻布的以弗德在耶和华面前极力跳舞
Verse 13, and so it was, and when the bearers of the ark of the Lord had gone, verse 14, and David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod.
对
ephod.
以弗德，然后十五节，这样大卫和以色列全家欢呼干嘛？吹角。将耶和华的约柜抬上来。
And so verse 15, so David and all the house of Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with the shouting and the sound of the trumpets.
他是每走六步他就献祭。
And so that let's get back to verse 13 that every that when the bearers of the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling.
对，献一只牛，献一只羊。
So that's he every that the bearer of the ark has gone 6 paces. He sacrificed an ox and a fatling.
敬拜神，跳舞，赞美神。
So that's a very fun, interesting story to read through. That we can vividly visualize that when they bring the ark of the Lord into the Jerusalem, into the city of Jerusalem, King David sing and dance with all his might, and there is a sound of a trumpet, and also he sacrificed.
全家欢喜快乐吹角。
And all the household of Israel rejoiced and they blow trumpets.
这个荣耀的图画。
And this is a glorious picture that we can visualize.
完全是因为大卫知道神的心要什么。
And this happens because the Lord or King David know exactly the heart of God.
虽然他曾经犯了一个严重的错误，有一个人 叫乌沙被击杀了。
And yes, he made a serious mistake. That's a fatal mistake. That the man called Uzzah was struck down by God.
但是他后来纠正他的错误。
And later on, he corrected what he had done.
他知道约柜不是任何人随便可以去搬的，必须是祭司。
And he knew that not just a single man can carry the Ark of a Covenant, but rather only the priests can carry the Ark of a Covenant.
所以他就扮演祭司的角色。
So in other words, that he played into the role of a priest.
他穿了以弗德，就是祭大祭司穿的。
And he wears this linen ephod. That is the uniform that is must be worn by the high priest.
你要知道，旧约里头，君王不能做祭司的事。
And now let's talk about in Old Testament about the king who cannot be the priest.
你知道有一个王去做祭司烧香的事被大麻风击杀。
And you know that there is a story that the king who tend to be the priest and make the sacrifice and it was struck down by God.
好，那这里你怎么看到大卫王居然做祭司了呢？
Now let's have a pause here. So since this is a law or this is a ritual that no king can be the priest at the same time, but how come that King David can that he literally be the priest here while celebrating the Ark of a Covenant bringing into the city of David?
谁要回答这个问题？
And so who can actually answer this question?
大卫有没有做错事？
So did David do wrong by being the priest at the same time?
他是不是祭司？
Is he indeed a priest or not?
那他为什么做祭司？是又献祭，又穿以弗德，又吹角。
We know that King David is a king, right? And he can be a priest. So how come he wore the uniform of priest, the linen ephod, and while making the sacrifice to the Lord and dance and praise, and when the trumpet blow?
答案并不困难。
The answer is not so difficult.
因为那个时候没有祭司。
Because by that time there was no priest appointed yet.
本来有。
There used to be a priest.
全给扫罗给干掉了。
They were all killed by King Saul.
所以你如果去读，撒母耳记下上22章，你就看到。扫罗王杀祭司85个。
And if we move back to the First Samuel chapter 22, you know that the king Saul had slayed all 22 priests that ever had.
所以在大卫的时候没有祭司。
So when a king David first took off the reign, there was no priest in the kingdom.
所以他就穿上祭司的那个以弗德。
So he wore this linen ephod as a priest.
他来做一个当时的祭司，来在神的面前献祭，然后把约柜迎到这个。
He fulfilled the priest's responsibility, the responsibility of a priest, by making the sacrifices to the Lord and bringing the Ark of a Covenant into city of David.
然后吹角，对吧？
And the trumpet was blowing.
所以我相信。
And so I tend to believe.
这一天这个大事。
That must be a big day.
是哪一天完成的？
And that must be the big day. And when was that big day?
就是吹角节完成。
And I tend to believe that happened during the Feast of the
Trumpets. 在大卫的启示的里头，他知道神的心是要把他的宝座设立在Jerusalem.
And it comes to David of this revelation that it is God's purpose and will to put the Ark of a Covenant into Jerusalem as his permanent everlasting dwelling place.
大卫的心不但愿意神的约柜进他的大君王的城耶路撒冷，而且他要为耶和华怎么样？ 建一个殿。
And so it is not only so David, King David's will or heart is bigger than that. Not only he wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, but also he plans to build a holy temple for the Lord.
但是他有一个难处。
But here is the obstacle that he has to face.
耶和华很高兴大卫懂得神的心。
And the Lord is pleased that David indeed is a man who's after the heart of God.
但是大卫杀了很多的人，因为他是征战一路打上来的。
But unfortunately, King David has killed so many people. His hands were full of blood.
所以神说，我要你的儿子所罗门为我建殿。
And so the Lord, God said to King David that your son Solomon will build the house, will build the holy temple, not you.
但是大卫的心，有这个心是被神怎么样？悦纳的。
But God is pleased with the heart of David.
所以神为大卫做见证的时候说，你是合我心意的人。
So God testified that David, King David, is indeed the man who's after the heart of God.
这是不简单的。
And that's not a simple thing.
You are after my heart.
And God testified, imagine that, God testified that you are the man who's after the heart of God.
所以我把这个故事摆在弟兄姊妹的面前，就是让大家来看吹角节，你不要说就是一个吹一个角，不，后面有一个很重要。有一个目的在那里。
And so, while I'm sharing this story of King David or the feast of a trumpet, it's not just a feast, but rather there is a significant spiritual meaning behind it.
你要为耶和华找到什么？他的居所。
That while we were celebrating the feast of a trumpet, that we are to find a permanent, everlasting dwelling place for our God.
你要把神的位置摆对了。神说：“我要在耶路撒冷永远住在这里，这是我永远安息的所在。”好，你懂了这个旨意，你就朝这个旨意怎么样？去跟神配合。
And so you see, once we know the heart of God, that this is his purpose to take Jerusalem as his permanent forever dwelling place. And once we know the heart of God, and we shall work together towards the heart of God and to fulfill it.
这个是大卫这一生最大的成就。
And this is the biggest achievement when King David did this. After God testified that he's a man who's after the heart of God.
这是今天我跟你们讲吹角节这个七月一号重要的意义就在这个点上。
And that's important biblical meaning, spiritual meaning regarding the feast of trumpet on the first day of the seventh month.
所以你要记得吹角节是大卫把神的约柜怎么样带进耶路撒冷。
So let's bear in this mind that during the feast of the trumpet, King David brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. He's a permanent, forever dwelling place.
那如果你读到列王记上的第一章。
So if we move up to the first chronicle, chapter 1.
列王记，列王。
First King.
对。列王记上的第一章
First King chapter 1
对你来看这个三十九节
Verse 39 So once again the First King chapter 1 verse 39
对你就看到这个谁做王呢
So now who is a priest?
做王
Oh, who is a king?
对如果你读这个三十四节，然后跳到三十九节。
Okay, if we move up to verse 34, and then it jump down to verse 39.
在那里，祭司撒都和先知拿单要高他做以色列的王，你们也要吹角，说愿所罗门王万岁。
So verse 34, let Zadok the priest and Nathan and the prophets anoint him there as a king over Israel and blow the trumpet and say, Long live King Solomon.
对，然后三十九节。
Now let's jump to verse 39.
祭司撒都就从帐幕中取了圣膏油的角来，用膏膏了所罗门，人就吹角。
And so, verse 39, Zadok the priest then took the horn of oil from the tent and anointed Solomon. Then they blew the trumpet.
众民都说, 愿所罗门王。
And all the people said, Long live King Solomon.
所以你在这一段记载里头, 你可以看到, 等到大卫的儿子所罗门有一天被膏了。
And so this is a story that after King David died, King Solomon was anointed as a king.
他还没有带。
Oh, he hasn't died, sorry.
他只是把位传给所罗门。
Yeah, so he passed along the throne. He passed the throne to his son Solomon.
然后吹角。
And the trumpets blew.
所以我把这一段圣经摆在大家的面前, 你就知道吹角跟王权是发生什么。
And so here the second meaning of the Feast of the Tabernacle, Feast of a Trumpet. So when the trumpet blows, it also means that the king has been anointed.
对吧？所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，第五个节日吹角节是开宗明义，不是吹角而已。吹角后面有许多属灵的。
意义要实现的。 And you see, so on the first of the last group of the feasts of Israelites, the Feast of a Trumpet is not just blow the trumpet. There is many more spiritual meanings behind it.
好，那我们就读马太福音，就把这个点就把它固定下来了。马太24章。
Now let's turn to a book of Matthew, chapter 24.
对。 马太24章, 主耶稣自己说他再来的事。
And so, Book of Matthew chapter 24 is about Jesus, the Lord Jesus talking about his second coming.
对吧? 那我们来读这个, 人只要荣耀的再来, 24章30节。
Verse 30. So once again, a book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 30.
那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭。他们要看见人子有能力、有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。31节，他要差遣使者干嘛？用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方、从天的这边到天的那边都招聚来。
Verse 30, and then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with the power and a great glory. Verse 31, and he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together.
第二次来是荣耀的来，跟他第一次来不一样。
So you see, Jesus' second coming is a glorious coming back, and it is quite different than and his from his first coming.
是偷偷摸摸来还是公开的来？
And so you see, when the Lord Jesus come down to the earth during his first coming, did he come in the secret or
是公开的来吧？
In public?
带着
Oh, his second coming. So his second coming is not in a secret way, but rather he come in front of with all the people.
有天使怎么样? 吹号。
And the angels will blow the trumpet.
对吧? 荣耀的来。
And so his second coming is a glorious one.
干嘛? 掌权做王。
Because his second coming is about his being coming back and being charged and be the king once again.
启示录说, 地上的国要成为我主与主基督的国。
And the book of Revelation says that the kingdom of earth will become the kingdom of my Lord and my Jesus Christ.
所以这些重要的事情就是在耶稣第二次来的时候要发生的。
And so these will come or take place during Jesus' second coming.
好了，你。 把这些旧约的故事跟新约的圣经对起来看的时候，
So if we compare the stories in the Old Testament and the prophecies and the story in the New Testament, and then we compare them and when we read them,
神的时间已经定好了。
You see, God's timing is set.
对不对? 他一定是在号筒吹响的时候， 就是吹角节的那一天，他要来的。
Because on the feast of the trumpet, when the trumpet blows, he will come.
好，那 所有的人都要看见他荣耀的来。
And everyone, like the verse says, that all tribes will see his second coming.
那保罗就补充了，在他的哥林多前书十五章跟帖撒罗尼迦前书四章讲过主耶稣要再来。
And of course, Apostle Paul also contributed some of the Feast of Trumpets in his book in the First Corinthians and also in the Book of Thessalonians.
那假设我们现在在讲道的时候，耶稣来了。
And so let's imagine, what if Jesus come now?
按照保罗的说法，什么事情要发生
？And according to Apostle Paul, what gonna happen next?
第一，死的人要怎么样？复活。
First, the dead will be resurrected.
对吧？第二，活着的人。
And second,
怎么样？要改变。
All the living one will be transfigured or transformed.
死的基督徒跟活着的改基督徒加在一起怎么样被提到空中、
yeah.
与主相遇。
So these two groups of people or these two groups of saints will be raptured and being brought up into the sky and meet the Lord in the air.
那我们要干嘛到天上去干嘛
And what we gonna do after we've been
there
when we meet Jesus in the Lord, in the air?
啊，我们与主相会，对吧
？And as we're meeting our Lord Jesus Christ in the air,
那他要设立一个叫基督台前的审判。
And he's gonna set up a judgment before his throne.
我们要向耶稣来交账。
And each and every one of us will be held accountable to him.
对，这是我们每一个基督徒要注意的事情，就是我们要复活，我们要改变，我们要遇见主，然后我们要交账。
So bear this mind, as a Christian, either we've been resurrected or been raptured into the air and to meet the Lord Jesus, and then we will be held accountable before him.
对吧？然后他就有赏赐。
And then he is going to reward us according to what we have done.
有赏赐，也有什么？责罚。
And of course, there are rewards and there are punishments as well.
有的要被关在门外啊。
And some of us will be shut before.
有的要拿出去打屁股。
Will be shut outside.
对吧？
And some will be punished. And Lord Jesus has said this very clearly in the Bible.
对，所以这些事情都是耶稣曾经对门徒讲过的，每一件事情都讲过了。
And so you see, what I said here is all being recorded in the book, in the books.
所以我们神。先要把我们把头四个节日所代表的通通学都毕业了都学会了。
So now let's back to the first four feasts of Israelites. So first thing first, as we finished all the courses of this first four feasts of Israelites.
然后神就把我们带入第二组的，这应该说是第三组，这三个节日所要带给我们的。
And then next, God is to bring us down to the last group of the feasts of Israelites.
对，那今天我跟你们讲的就是吹角节。
And this is the first one of the last group, that is the Feast of a Trumpet.
我盼望你听懂了，听进去了。
I truly, it's truly my desire and prayer that you all understand it and you all know it.
什么是我们要学的那个样板。
And so what's the good example that we all can learn from?
什么是我们从今天讲的道里面，什么是神要我们学的那个样板。
So what is example, or what is the lesson that we all learn from it?
你愿不愿意神跟你说你是合我心意的人。
This is our really truly desire, our true desire and prayer that we will be testified by God that be truly be the man who's after the heart of God. You see, we have two choices.
你要么就做大卫。
So either you are the king of David.
你要么就做什么？扫罗。
Or you are the king of Saul.
请问你要做谁？这是阁下的选择。
And you see, this is your choice. You either choose to be King David or choose to be King Saul.
这是我们读圣经的人要读出来的。
And this is something that we must get out of it.
你不是读一个故事就拉倒。
You are not just reading a story.
你要读它，你要懂它。
So not only that we read it, but we truly understand and know it.
然后呢？
And then?
你就像大卫一样。置你毕生之力朝这个目标怎么样 前进。
And work towards it with all your might, all your power and strength.
大卫的一生就是为了这一个而活的。
And you see, when we read through this whole life of King David, he's been working toward that goal with all his might.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
主啊，我们真是常常读了很多圣经，但是从来也没懂过。
Oh Lord, may you have the mercy and the pity on us. Although we read so many scriptures and passages of the Bible, we seem hardly to understand and know of it.
主啊，我们真是求你开我们的眼睛。
And Lord, may you open our inner eyes.
让我们做一个合神心意的人，像大卫王一样。
So that we will be the man who's after the heart of God, like King David is.
我们不愿意糊里糊涂在这个地上过了一辈子。
And we no longer want to be the foolish man on this earth.
像扫罗王一样。
Like a king Saul.
主啊，那我们活了，也就是白活了。
And we live, and like him, that we lived an empty life.
主啊，我们真是在你面前，求你来光照我们。
And Lord, as we bow down before you, may you shine upon us.
求你不再让我们过糊涂的日子。
So that we no longer live an empty life.
你的话告诉我们当作聪明人。
And your word has dawned on us that let us be all wise men.
能够知道神的旨意如何。
So that we will know the heart of the will of God.
摩西也说做聪明人能够数算自己的日子。
And Moses also said in the Psalm that be the wise man so that we count our days.
主啊，我们在地上的日子真是短暂。
And Lord, how short are our lives on this earth?
你又把我们每一个人关在家里已经两年，前面如何，我们还看不清楚。
And you have locked on us and at home for 2 years, and we don't still see the future.
我们可以跟世人一样，就是糊里糊涂，一天过一天。
And we may just live like any other in the world that will live in empty and a foolish life.
或者主，你可以让我们好好的来默想你的圣言。
Or we have a better choice that we can meditate your word.
然后从你的话语中得着智慧，得着聪明。
So that we may gain or receive the wisdom.
让我们做一个体贴你心肠的人。
So that every one of us will be the man who's after the heart of God.
虽然我们常有失败。
And although we failed all the time.
谁没有软弱，谁没有失败呢？
And who isn't weak and who doesn't fail?
大卫一生也犯了许许多多得罪神的事。
King David had committed many mistakes before God.
但是他愿意向你悔改。
But it is his heart to repent before you.
主啊，给我们一个柔软悔改的心。
The Lord grant us the same heart so that we may repent before you.
好叫我们还剩下不多的日子里头，能够回到你最好的旨意里面。
So that we will get back to you and know your heart during our remaining years.
叫我们剩下的日子蒙你的纪念。
So our remaining years will be remembered in your heart.
求你给我们这样的心智。
May you grant us this wisdom, grant us this heart and determination.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Hearing our prayer, we pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.